The black and white image shows Willamette Street on March 1st, 1919. Confetti floats like snow in the air, and crowds line the street to welcome the 65th Regiment home after World War I. The image was captured by photographer Chester Stevenson, and his collection was eventually passed on to the Lane County Historical Society.
We had all of these negatives in cardboard boxes in the far corner of the museum, cinder block area, as far away from people as we could get them.
It's an unusual way for collections manager Cheryl Roth to handle such a rich historical resource, until you understand what the photo negatives are made of. Cellulose nitrate.
Cellulose is vegetable fibers, usually cotton, treated with nitric acid. That's the same substance that's used in dynamite, fireworks, and other explosives. And so the film was, in fact, very combustible.
As they age, they become more toxic and flammable. Nitrate negatives are difficult to identify, and until around 2006, Roth didn't know what to look for.
We knew that we had some film. When I discovered that we had 36 boxes, and I mean large boxes, in the archives where people worked regularly, I was horrified.
In many ways, saying nitrate negatives are flammable is an understatement. The material can actually self-combust at about 104 degrees. This could be problematic for the Lane County Museum and Archive.
We have no cooling system. In the summer, we're on the southwest side. It can get up to 90 degrees in here. So it was a little too close for comfort.
Hundreds of people have died in cellulose nitrate fires over the years, and countless photos and films have been lost. The Historical Society needed a solution. It couldn't afford to build the explosion-proof freezers necessary to preserve the negatives, and it couldn't find another institution willing to store them. The only way Roth could guarantee safety was to dispose of the lot. That's where Chad Fiesick comes into the story. He's a special waste analyst for Lane County.
Nitrate film is not something we had dealt with in the past.
Fiesick realized the negatives would have to be packed up and shipped to an incinerator in Utah. Fiesick and his team dressed in white chemical-resistant jumpsuits and joined Roth and her team, wearing only protective gloves, for a five-hour session.
Actually, it was fun. People were talking and laughing.
The most tedious thing we did was actually take the negatives out of their protective sleeves. Some of those came out relatively quickly. It was pretty easy to remove them. Some, it was actually like, you know, removing a single negative from a single envelope. Doesn't sound too bad, but there were 20,000 negatives.
Then Chad Fiesick says the negatives had to be packed for travel.
So here the drums are here.
The rotten sweet smell of the Glenwood dump occasionally blows through the Lane County Hazardous Waste Collection Center. Here, Fiesick walks up to a line of 55-gallon drums and pats them affectionately. Inside each of the drums is a 30-gallon blue plastic barrel. He pulls a spare down off a nearby crate.
These are the exact ones we were using there. And so we would just basically fill up, you know, the bottom.
Each blue barrel is allowed to hold only about 100 pounds of negatives. Then those are covered with about 6 gallons of water.
Get enough water in there to cover that and then place this container, that 30-gallon container, inside the 55-gallon container. Pour the vermiculite around that to be able to keep the inner container from, you know, slosh around or anything else, and then seal up the outer container. Put all the appropriate shipping labels from DOT shipping labels on it, and now it's awaiting shipment.
I have to say, when I have become attached to those negatives, working with them over the years, and it was very hard for me to destroy them.
Cheryl Roth says just because the negatives are gone doesn't mean the images are lost. The Lane County Historical Society has spent 4 years digitizing the cellulose nitrate collection and creating several backups.
Well, we're trusting in technology. I think we have a pretty accurate representation of the original information on most of those negatives. But if anything happens to the storage hard drives or the CDs, we're out of luck.
Though consider, it might be better to have a hard drive fail than to have the entire Lane County Historical Museum go up in an inferno of cellulose nitrate. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.